Rabbi Leth, could you please explain how the current scientific evidence that advocates evolution, natural selection, in particular fossil evidence, can be understood through the Torah point of view? For example, how can intermediate fossils, fossils that are believed to be intermediate between an evolved animal we see today and what it used to be, like a bird fossil with reptile features, be explained since we know Hashem created all animals as they are now? Thank you very much. Anonymous from Canada. Okay, this question also is beyond the scope of this forum. It would need a tremendous amount of explanation. In addition, I'm not familiar, I'm not a scientist, and I'm not familiar with the fact that there are intermediate fossils that have actually been found. Evolution, you should realize, is a theory. It has a lot of gaps in it, especially in the fossil record. And evolution explains a process that we have an excellent explanation for. And that is that God created the world. And if you take God out of the equation, then you need evolution as a theory to explain how everything got here if it wasn't created. And then it evolved. If you believe in a divine creator, then evolution is not a necessary theory at all because God created everything the way that he wanted. And the same description of fact that their animals adapted to their environment, for instance, could be that they evolved and adapted to their environment, or they're created by an intelligent God who created them to be adapted to their environment. And there are species that have ceased to exist, and different parts of species, and those fossils may very well be from those species that existed, that were created the way they were, and not that they evolved one from the other. Again, I would have to see the scientific evidence, how clear-cut it is, and how much that it can be explained a different way than the scientists explain it. This is way out of the scope of this forum.